This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Happy Juneteenth, a commemoration of the day in 1865 when enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, learned they were free. They were among the last groups of enslaved people to be freed in the United States. Juneteenth became a federal holiday 2 years ago, but about half the states in the country have yet to adopt it as an official state holiday. Efforts to change that are ongoing. Here's Marketplace's Henry Epp.
Minnesota Senate President Bobby Joe Champion sponsored a bill signed into law this year making Juneteenth a state holiday, meaning state workers get a paid day off. He knows there's a cost, but
the benefits outweigh the costs, right? You know, productivity is increased when people feel good about their workplace.
And he hopes private companies follow suit, too. The holiday is an opportunity for celebration and education, says Michigan State Representative Helena Scott, whose Juneteenth measure just passed last week.
Slavery really is a stain on our society. So I think by acknowledging this, recognizing it, and really learning about it, that's the whole point of celebrating June 19th.
But at least 20 states have yet to make Juneteenth a legal holiday. There's precedent for this in Martin Luther King Day, says Dartmouth history professor Matthew Delmont.
Understanding that it took years and years of activism and education to finally get all states to adopt it, Juneteenth could likely follow a similar trajectory.
It was 17 years before MLK Day was an official holiday in all 50 states. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.